This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Pack Today Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder, the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11 with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Right now, though, we are being joined by Dusty Evely, Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. You can find him on social media at Dusty Evely, acmepackingcompany.com, Packaday Podcasts, a little bit of everywhere. Dusty, I miss you. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's nice sitting here talking about, like, football things that happened, you know, that just happened. It's very exciting.
It would have been nicer if there were better football things that happened that we would have got to talk about. But yes, it is still fun to be talking about football stuff nonetheless.
Beggars can't be choosers, Andy. You know,
that is very true. Let's start there. Before I know you dove into the tape, I really want to get into your Jordan Love drop back film breakdown on this as well and some of the other film review that you did. But film aside, just overarching gut feel, nauseousness, like what, like how were, as you're watching that game, what was the kind of feel that you had?
I mean, not great, but like, I mean, years ago, I got rid of anything that cared about preseason football, like as far like outcome, how it looked on first look. My 7-year-old son could not sleep, and so I watched with him, and so like that was cool. And yeah, when he was like, why aren't the Packers scoring more points? Like, just sit over there for a little bit, buddy. You know, stop asking some questions. So, I mean, at first blush, not great. Anytime you get beat that bad, even in the preseason, there's a bit of, all right, man, the starters were out there for, you know, the starters offense for two series, defense for one series. Maybe that's not great, but even like watching live the defense, I was like, they've got like one call. Like they were rolling a safety. They're vacating the middle on purpose. I know they had some drop coverage and stuff. So like even watching it live, I was like, this isn't great, but it's probably not that bad. And you get into it and you're watching individual players and all that. And like, it's never as bad or as good as it initially looked. And so when I was watching it, like, that I feel great about staying up late to watch a game that was 30-10. Like, I don't know, not really, but like, this is my sickness, right? Like, it doesn't matter that much, I guess. So, overall, I guess first impression, not great, but like not as bad once I started getting in a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Let's go with the big film breakdown first. And that was on Jordan Love's dropbacks. You can find it, I think I read on acmepackingcompany.com, right, Dusty? Just want to make sure that's where
it's supposed. Right now, I did a video on YouTube, but I'm writing something up for Acme. That should be up hopefully later today or tomorrow.
Beautiful. So check out Dusty's YouTube channel to find it all there. But you did a great breakdown of Jordan Love's dropbacks. I don't want you to give away everything, but what were some of your big takeaways from that?
Yeah, I thought he was fine. I mean, he had the Musgrave miss that I think was just, it was, I don't know about bad process. I think the read was good. I think he tried to buy, which was an issue last year, so he'll try to buy a little more time than he needed to, and then was late on the throw. And I mean, the throw is high, throw is not good. I think the bigger issue was like the timing of that was bad. Everything else, I thought the process and timing of was good. He had one. I think it was the backside, that slant to Dobbs, that I think the one that glanced off his hands. I don't think it was the PI one. That was a three-step concept each side. He sets, he's getting ready to throw to the left. And this is one, like, it's almost, we saw him almost, I guess it's not the exact same. There's a linebacker kind of fading underneath that from the middle that kind of disguises that well initially. That if he throws that, it's probably picked. He doesn't even look like he's looking at the linebacker, but he sees the linebacker, moves off of it, easily transitions backside, throws a really nice throw that just it was just blanketed. That was the one Sauce knocked away.
It was good coverage.
It was a really good throw. So process-wise, footwork-wise, all that stuff, I thought it looked really, really good. I said it, and I'll say it again. I mean, that's not stuff. They ran, I think, 7 dropbacks. I think they had 5 of those were like just 3-step mirrored concepts, essentially. They don't run that much in the game. That was stuff like Rodgers loved that stuff. And so they ran a lot of that stuff. And they will run quick game with Love. They're not going to run it that much. They'll run like straight 3-step each side, maybe 4 times in a game. They're not running it 5 times in 7 plays. So it was very much a let's get the ball out of his hands. Let's get this over with quick. You can get these reads out. You can get this done. That was their big takeaways. As far as quick game stuff, he was good. Reads were good. Eyes were good. Feet were good. He had the one he was laying on a Musgrave, but like overall, I watched that that was good. You know, the drops stunk, man. Like even the Heath one, like he worked back to that and then put that in a great position to like, not, I was going to say lead Heath upfield, like not like where he's like standing still and then he has to run for it. He put that on outside shoulder up the field. So when he catches that, he can go up and get the first down. Like the placement on all of his stuff, I thought was really, really good. It was just the one bad one. That was, again, good read, bad timing. And then everything else was just drops or good defense. I mean, Sauce was on Dobbs, you hope is going to be what at most wide receiver 2. And you got Sauce blanketing him, like he's probably not going to be in that matchup too much. So, I mean, that happens sometimes.
Well, to your point, even on that play, I think it was Golden on the opposite side that he wanted on the slant, another slant, you know, again, just to show how basic this offense was on the day. But I think it was Golden he wanted on the slant. And to your point, that linebacker screamed over. Like he looked left, and that linebacker, because I'm sure the Jets knew too, we're getting the ball out of Jordan's hands. Like we're not going to do anything deep, like major, you know, big concepts here. Yep. So he looks left, and that linebacker screams into that window. And like you said, if he throws it, it's probably pick 6. And then so he comes off of that, goes to the other side. And also, again, I'm sure Jordan's clock here is like, I'm just getting the ball out of my hand. I'm not going to go and sit in the pocket and buy time and buy time. So that first read's not there. He's getting to that next read and just ripping it. Like probably didn't even matter at that point. And then Sauce is just blanketing Romeo Doubs. So yeah, there's not much you can kind of do in that specific scenario. And it was interesting too, the Musgrave one. I heard a lot of people say, and I'm on the same page as you on this one, I heard a lot of people say that Musgrave kind of stopped on the route and didn't, you know, like should have just ran through it. I didn't see it that way. I thought it was a little bit late, a little bit high, and I thought Musgrave kind of did his best to make a leaping attempt at it at the end. And even if he continues, there's 2 safeties, kind of, I think it's safeties kind of converging on it. I read it the same way you did.
Yeah. I mean, and that was just, it was like 3 verts. They're setting like 2 up and then Musgrave up the seam, and those 2 safeties bail hard. And so that was immediately Love was like, okay, I got this. And Tom loses immediately. But that is, I mean, that's an issue we've had with Love in the past as well, where like if Love steps up into that and throws that, he's got that. But instead there's like this, I don't think he like traffic around his feet. Again, maybe it was just drilled into him in the preseason, don't get hit. And instead of just ripping, he sidestepped but knows he still has that read. I've made this throw before, but by that point the safety just converged. So yeah, again, just I that one I put fully on Love. Again, good read. It's just he was a tick late because that sidestep.
Being joined by Dusty Evely, acmepackingcompany.com, Packaday Podcast. Also check him out over on his YouTube channel. Just at Dusty Evely on YouTube.
Yes. Yeah, that's not I should know that. That sounds right.
Beautiful. This is how much research I you like I was came in Acme Packing Company. I should have double checked that. So my apologies on that. The as you're going through the film review, you mentioned that Zach Tom play. PFF and I are usually pretty in, like, it's not always like verbatim on grades, but there's usually like, you know, some similar, if it's not, it rhymes, if nothing else. Right. Yeah. And, Zach Tom, I thought had a tough one in this one. They had like an 80 plus grade on him in this game. He got beat immediately on that one. We don't need to even dive into it, but that was one where I'm like, we did not see the same Zach Tom performance at all. I had a pretty decent negative grade on him. Like one of the weirder Zach Tom performances I think I've ever seen out of him. And it's preseason, it doesn't matter. I've become 1,000,000,000% faith in Zach Tom moving forward, but that was just kind of an interesting one as a quick aside. All right, you obviously watched all the film, not just Jordan Love, but a little bit of everything, because you and I and Justice and all of us are just weird sicko individuals, but what did some of the other takeaways that you got from that game?
Yeah, I mean, the first guys I went to, like I said, like I looked at, first thing I looked at was Love, and then after that is the individual players. And I have not gone through all of them yet, but I went through the full tape and then I hone in. Okay, who are the guys I'm interested in? Because a lot of those guys are like 20 snaps. I think I hit someone last night. I can't remember who it was like 49, but a lot of those were special team snaps. My first two were Jordan Morgan and Anthony Belton, because I'm curious about those guys. Morgan, I really hope, wins the left tackle spot. Belton, I've always seen more as a guard, but obviously he was at tackle. And I thought they played well. I mean, I will say, again, like I mentioned Love with the three-step drop stuff. They didn't ask those guys to do, like in the run game, what they're going to be asked to do. Like it was, I think there was no pulling. Both those guys can move, and they're going to pull those guys as part of the power run game. I think the closest we got to someone pulling was Jordan Morgan had one where it's less a pull and more like a fan out, where it's kind of like an underneath, like hinge release, and then get to the sideline. He had no idea what he was doing at that point. There was a guy out there to block, and he kept running, and then you could see him look back like, oh, I think I was supposed to get that guy. But like, there's no pulling under the line. There is very little. Even that one, like, they'll do that stuff on, like, a crack toss. I don't think they're cracking anyone. They literally are just fanning. Like, I don't think they pulled a single guy all night. And so it was pretty basic for what they're asked to do. But, I mean, Morgan, you know, one of my concerns, family night, and I'm not alone on that. I thought the feet were good. Really liked his feet. Dude got run through his chest, like, way too often. And I thought his anchor, a secondary anchor in this, I think looked way better than it did in family. Now, obviously, you're at practice. You've seen him more. Family night was really my first look at him this year. I was like, oh, no, because as a horror movie lover myself, that man has a full horror leg sleeve. Like, I got a lot of rooting interest in Jordan Morgan being good, and he was not at family night. I thought he looked much better here. Again, not like a couple little weird moments, but I thought for the most part, I think if your feet are in the right place and I know you're strong, eventually, hopefully, they can teach you how to anchor and be good at that, you know. That's secondary foot stuff, and we know he's strong. So I think that showed up in the preseason. That was encouraging. Belton, again, they didn't ask him to do much. I still think his feet are a little clunky at tackle. Like, to me, ultimately, I know we've been practicing. I don't know if they want to shift him into guard this year or not, but I think he was good for what he was asked to do. I just think when you look at him against, like, other NFL or, like, semi-NFL talent backup guys, I think the feet just looked a little slow, and we didn't see him pulling. We'll see what happens, you know, once the game started, once all this stuff's going. I think they want him to stick a tackle, obviously. If he fails there, he fails there. He moved the guard. That's cool. But I think he looked better than I thought he was going to out the gate. And then, Sorrell. I really like Baron Sorrell. I mean, a lot of that stuff was like, I had concerns about him coming out in terms of like holding up against the run game. He had some good reps. He had some other reps where he just looked too small. And then, I mean, it's pass rush stuff, dude. I was excited about Colin Oliver as pass rush. Sorrell, variety of moves, like good hands, strong guy. They basically had him straight up hand in the dirt, D end. I think he was in a 2-point stance once. And I think that was because he was shifting before the snap and they caught him when he was shifting. Everything else was 3 and 4, like hand in the dirt guy. Strong hands, like good counter moves. His pass rush stuff, even if he's just situational pass rusher year one, I'm excited about Baron Sorrell. I mean, I got other dudes too, but I've been talking for a little bit, Andy. I don't want to take all your time here, but those were like the three guys that off the bat, I was like, those guys are cool. I like those guys. I think some other takeaways, but those are my big ones that I was like, oh, okay, you got something here. I think there's something here.
People get way too much of me already. When you are on, please take all of the time, space, energy, and oxygen as you want. It is a welcome reprieve for everyone on here. I guarantee you that. We're talking again to Dusty Evely, Acme Packing Company, Packaday Podcast. Find him on social media at Dusty Evely. I think the interesting thing with Belton is I think they are taking a different approach than what they did with Morgan, where it felt like Morgan last year, they're like, we're going to play you everywhere. And his head was just swimming and it never. So I think they are trying to just build a base with Anthony Belton and not throw the kitchen sink at him and be like, hey, you're four positions. And I think, you know, whether that sticks or not, or whether he ends up at guard remains to be seen. I just like that there's somebody with a little bit more power that, you know, behind him and that can actually, I saw you post as well. I actually had it on my list of things to do if I got to post the Kadeem Telfort just toss of the dude on the ground, and I saw you beat me to that one, so that was a really fun play in the game as well. But lots of really fun ones. And as I talked about yesterday with Jacob Morley, it's if you actually went out and could handpick some of the players that you could actually watch to play well in this game, Jordan Morgan, Anthony Belton, Baron Sorrell, Matthew Golden, like those would have been the ones that you kind of picked, and they actually did play for the most part well in this game to your point with what they were asked to do. Really quick on Jordan Morgan, the thing that you mentioned there that I actually really liked is a lot of times when you have, which I kind of almost still consider him like a rookie because it felt like last year was such a redshirt year. But when you ask those young players, or when you see like those mistakes happen in 1 week, and then you ask them to make the adjustments in the next week, doesn't, as you know, it doesn't always work that way. Yeah. The fact that it felt like there were real legitimate adjustments and like he picked up on like, okay, that's what I did wrong. I can't make that mistake again. And then fixed that. Like, I was actually very encouraged by that. And I thought he had a nice day at practice yesterday as well.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of it like that, but that is, I mean, because it was, everything else looked clean. It was just that anchor, some of his, it was a little uncertain in the steps and the set sometimes. So if that's what he can do, you know, a lot of that was LVN, and LVN just wants to run through your chest, but he had guys try to do that against the Jets too, and I thought he was good. So that's a good point about maybe a little coaching point that he took to heart. That'd be nice if that's all it was, man. That'd be awesome.
Very much so. All right, a couple quick things before we get you out of here. We got a first glimpse, you know, on the actual football field, not just practice, of Matthew Golden on kind of a slightly bigger stage. What was your impression of Golden, and what do you think he can bring to this offense this upcoming season?
Man, he's cool. Matthew Golden's cool. I mean, good route runner. Every route was sold, man. Like, if you're trying to sell vertical, he's selling everything vertical. He's sudden and smooth out of the breaks. Obviously, the hands on that one when no one else could catch. I mean, dude, it looks so natural. I mean, and you mentioned the one from practice yesterday where he goes down and gets it. I mean, I feel insane because I'm like, this one slant catch he had was incredible. But there's a smoothness to it. It's that out of the break, you know, he kind of sells it, the little stutter. He sells, he goes inside, hands catch and gets upfield immediately. There's such a, again, smoothness, explosion as well. But just the way he plucks the ball is just, it's so easy. And then one of the big things, I'd like to see run blocking because, you know, why not? He's first round pick. I think he had two. He had one against Sauce that was like, very typical like DB wide receiver hand fighting, but like my whole thing with wide receivers is, especially down the field, do you know where to be and are you willing to do it? And he did, and that's good. You know, I enjoyed that. The other one that I saw live and I was like, this is, they're asking him to do this already. They had him in his insert blocker, which is like, so under the line between the tight end and the tackle on a zone run to his side, that stuff, like Wicks and Watson do that stuff. And like, it wasn't locked down. Like, he hits the guy, but he meets the guy in the hole. He turns him. I think the guy ends up making a tackle. I think it's a 1 yard gain, something like that. But that's something that, like, for a first round undersized pick, my whole thing all offseason has been, if they have Reed and Gold on the field at the same time, I don't know if they can run their offense the way they have shown that they want to run their offense. That condensed split, a lot of the run heavy stuff. Because you've got two guys who are a little undersized. Like, how are they going to do with the blocking stuff? Again, I don't know if they're going to ask Golden to do that 1,000 times. That may have just been, you're in here for 7 reps, let's get you one like this. The fact that he was in there and did it and didn't make a fool of himself, and actually, like, I mean, he didn't get shoved back. He didn't end up on the ground. Like, that was a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Perfectly good rep from him. That was encouraging to me from that thing. That was like, that was my most, like, the catch was cool. Watching him go insert and not make a fool of himself, like, all right, man, okay, we're cooking here. But yeah, no, he was, I mean, as advertised, I'm One preseason game, 7 reps. I'm ready. Just fit him for the Hall of Fame jacket, brother. Like, it was a lot of fun.
No, I don't know if I can get quite to that level yet. I know you're obviously, I loved him as well. And I asked Matt LaFleur about that. Just if you could play Reed and Golden on, the offense at the same time. And, he was obviously very, saying that, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we'll see if that actually happens in practice. I think it will. He was very much saying that they could get that they're both scrappy enough to get out there as blockers as well. So I think we will see a decent amount of that this upcoming season, assuming they can actually get these wide receivers healthy moving forward, which would be a nice step in that direction. We're right now live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. We are right now joined by Dusty Evely on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. All right, I have one last film question for you, and it has nothing to do about football. You mentioned, and as I know, you are a big horror guy. This is a little bit of a, I've heard a decent year already. We've got Sinners, we've got Weapons. All right, so Dusty, if I'm only going to see one, because that's probably what's going to happen, what is your recommendation for what I go out and watch this upcoming summer?
Ooh, man, I've not seen Weapons yet. So Weapons is okay. The people who did Barbarian, and Barbarian blew me away. So I'm trying to stay away from spoilers. I'm going to say, just since because I've seen it, Sinners is incredible, dude. Like, it's almost less horror. The back half is. It's period drama. Cast is incredible. Coogler does amazing work. The setting's amazing. There's some scenes that will blow your mind. And the vampire stuff is fun. So I may change my mind after I see Weapons. For now, yeah, dude, Sinners is nuts.
I'm sorry, Dave Portnoy did not like Sinners, so that is the incorrect answer. So,
Oh, no.
I know. All right, Dusty, I cannot thank you enough. Tell all the incredible people where we can find all of your incredible work.
Yeah, on socials at Dusty Evely, and then Acme Packing Company for writing. I got something up now on the Amar Johnson touchdown run. I'll have written up on Jordan Love's dropbacks, and then probably some stuff on Sorrell and just kind of emptying the notebook stuff before his second preseason game in the next couple of days. And just, I grab a lot of clips. I know you do as well, Andy. I need to drop them somewhere. So I'm going to drop them in an article at some point in the next couple of days. And then pack a day tomorrow with Sarah and Steve.
Awesome. Cannot wait for that either. And as soon as you get anything film related out, I think I probably am your number one watcher as soon as that comes out. So if you are not checking that out, you are doing yourself a huge disservice as a Packers fan, because it is not only educational, it is fun. And it really just gets you in that sicko behavior of being a real football and Packers fanatic, which is what we're trying to cultivate here on the Packaday mm-hmm. Radio Show. Dusty, cannot thank you enough. We'll do this again, hopefully a billion times throughout the course of the season. Appreciate you. And we'll talk again very soon.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks, Andy.
You bet. Thanks again to Dusty Evely for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Make sure to follow him on social media at Dusty Evely. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We'll be right back with more right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.